This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. and Britain brace for one of their worst weeks as the social and financial tolls of the coronavirus outbreak deepen in the new epicenters of the pandemic. Britain now has reported more than 5,000 people have died from the virus. Britain's own Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, underwent testing Monday after being hospitalized Sunday, 10 days after testing positive for COVID-19. The United States Surgeon General likened the expected impact of the epidemic in the week ahead to 9/11 or Pearl Harbor. To date, more than 10,000 people have died of the virus in the U.S. out of at least 347,000 confirmed cases. Italy's Civil Protection Service has said the daily COVID-19 deaths rose Monday, but have been at their lowest level in more than 2 weeks. This prompted Italy's leading health officials to say they could potentially ease the country's strict month-long lockdown. But the agency's chief said the data is still being carefully assessed. France's health minister says that country's total deaths from COVID-19 is more than 8,900. Meanwhile, Japan announced an imminent state of emergency as well as a $1 trillion stimulus package. There are nearly 1.3 million confirmed coronavirus cases around the globe. In a virtual news conference, the World Health Organization chief angrily slammed recent comments from scientists suggesting coronavirus vaccine testing should happen in Africa. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said, quote, Africa cannot and will not be a testing ground for any vaccine, end quote. Greece said Monday it hopes to be able to lift some COVID-19 restrictions next month if the public respects the current lockdown until then. A government spokesperson said April will be the hardest and most decisive month, adding, quote, by staying home in April, we'll be able in May to enjoy the first results of our responsible attitude. This is VOA News.